Welcome to Treaty 102. We're picking up where Treaty 101 left off in the 1970s. Then we'll jump ahead to what's happening with modern treaties today. Let's recap. What happened in 1973 that helped usher in the modern treaty era? It was a decision by the Supreme Court of Canada that acknowledged the existence of Aboriginal title. After that event, Canada began to address land claims, leading to the development of the Comprehensive Land Claims Policy. Now that we are all caught up, welcome to the modern treaty era. The first modern treaty, the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement, was signed in 1975. So why did this treaty come about? In the early 1970s, the government of Quebec had begun constructing hydroelectric megaprojects in northern Quebec without consulting the Naskapi, Cree, and Inuit peoples, whose land was profoundly affected. In 1973, the Cree and Inuit won an injunction to stop construction, which started negotiations. This pattern would be repeated many times in subsequent decades, treaty negotiations triggered by development pressures.
I think for the youth, for them, it's about tomorrow. The past is important, of course, and certainly their traditional past is really important. All of that history is necessary to learn, I think, only so we can learn from it, to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. But going forward, I think sort of the legacy, the constitutional legacy, the cultural ones that we are leaving for our children and our grandchildren are broad, diverse, comprehensive, and innovative. It's never been done before. Any of our treaties and agreements on self-government are unique and have never been tested in a constitutional context in Canada. And to me, that's exciting. And it should be exciting for the young people as well to embrace those new opportunities.
What do you find most exciting about modern treaties? Keep those ideas in mind as we continue learning about modern treaty history. There's lots to cover, so let's jump ahead to the 80s. In 1982, the Constitution Act was passed. This act moved constitutional authority from British Parliament to Canadian federal and provincial legislatures. Section 35 of the Act also provided important legal protection to treaty and Aboriginal rights. Jumping ahead another decade, and we're in the 90s now. In 1995, the Inherent Right Policy recognized the right of Indigenous groups to self-govern. It opened conversations on self-government within treaty negotiations. But the policy was problematic because it said that Canada would not negotiate jurisdiction over some key issues and that inherent rights depended on negotiations with Canada. Leaping ahead to the 21st century, a lot has been happening in the 2000s to shape the way modern treaties are negotiated and implemented. In 2013, the interim policy was formed. It contained new principles regarding modern treaties that were jointly developed by Canada and First Nations, Métis, and Inuit leaders. These principles sought to renew Canada's approach to negotiating and implementing modern treaties. This policy has not been finalized yet. In 2015, the Government of Canada adopted the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, or UNDRIP. The Government of Canada is also exploring new ways of working with Indigenous peoples towards Indigenous self-determination and the recognition of Indigenous rights. For example, recognition of Indigenous rights and self-determination discussion tables took place in 2019. Well, our timeline has caught up to present day, so let's talk about modern treaties today. How would you define modern treaties for someone who has never heard of them before? A modern treaty is a comprehensive legal document that defines rights and obligations on all sides for various areas. It's organized into chapters such as land and resource management, wildlife, parks and marine areas, and also includes a chapter about its implementation. Modern treaties are also called comprehensive land claims agreements. They are usually signed where Aboriginal title and rights have not been dealt with yet. Modern treaties have been signed by Inuit, First Nations, and some Métis. They are negotiated individually and differ from region to region. Each modern treaty represents a people with unique cultural, political, and economic priorities. Another question to think about: why are modern treaties important?
For modern treaties, we kind of set our own priorities. We determine what our goals are. We work towards those goals. We have the authority to pass legislation. People have to abide by that legislation. We just determine our own destiny. We have the ability to control our own lives every day, as well as our future.
So a modern treaty eliminates the application of the Indian Act, replacing it with provisions for governance, taxation, and government-to-government relations.
Modern treaties displace the Indian Act. It displaced it and said, okay, that doesn't apply here anymore, and we now have self-government here. And our self-government was designed by our local communities, where our local communities developed their own local constitutions. They ratified those constitutions in a manner that said that it would displace the Indian Act, and this is our new system of governance that reflects our values, our beliefs, our customs, and the way we have always done things. The Land Claims and Self-Government Agreement, which can be coined as a modern treaty, was far superior, far, far more superior than the Indian Act and its limitations and its inconsistency in law and so forth.
Since the year 2000, all modern treaties have included self-government provisions. The right of Indigenous peoples to govern themselves is protected by Section 35 of the Constitution Act 1982. Self-government agreements enable modern treaty holders to levy taxes and take responsibility for delivering programs and services such as health, education, law enforcement, and child welfare in accordance with their culture and values. To date, over 120 comprehensive claims have been accepted for negotiation. 26 First Nations and Inuit governments and organizations have signed modern treaties with the Government of Canada and are now implementing those agreements. Currently, there are 22 self-governing Indigenous groups and 2 standalone self-government agreements on education. Now that we're clear on the "what is a modern treaty" thing, tune in to Treaty 103 and we'll look at how modern treaties get negotiated and implemented.